afternoon. This is Mark Gold with UpDirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August 21st. The grains closed lower with December corn down 2.25 cents, closing at 374.25. November beans down 7.25 cents, closing at 886. And December wheat down 14.75 cents, closing at 547.75. Well, despite the dollar being down 67 ticks at the moment, and we did briefly trade under 95 cents, the grains and wheat in particular had a pretty tough day here today. I think the bottom line for the time being is rain makes grain, and there's no reason to believe that these rains certainly aren't going to help the bean crop. And we don't see any settlements of any trade issues out here. We keep waiting to hear something about Mexico. They keep telling us it's coming, and yet we don't see it. The Chinese delegation comes in tomorrow. It should be a little bit friendly. If we can even just get an announcement that there'll be more meetings in November, that would be helpful. But the president looks like he's going to put more tariffs on during the week here, so I don't know how that's going to play out with the Chinese. The Russians are, you know, touting that they're going to push their wheat exports to the max in the next couple of months to try to beat any governmental interference. So that's continuing to weigh on the wheat. The wheat market, we had the inside day yesterday, followed by the spike down here today. The low on the 27th of July was 545. If we start to take that out, it opens up the door for more risk out here. The crop tour is showing big problems on the fringes of the corn belt here. Big crops. As they move interior, there's some spotty areas in Illinois. Certainly some drought stress in Nebraska and some in Kansas. But for the most part, I think they're going to find pretty good corn out here and beans. Some of the numbers are really pretty big. So, again, I think rain makes grain, and I think that's what the market was focusing on here today. We need to see a little bit more export business on the wheat front, certainly. Funds are still long meal. I suppose that's still a bit of a problem. I think they're probably getting close to being out of the wheat here after the last couple of days. They're still probably long about 20 or 30,000 contracts, somewhere in that range. But, you know, overall, the path of least resistance seems lower to me with bigger crops and no agreements. Now, if we do get a Chinese agreement, beans will rally a dollar in a day or two. But it's, in my opinion, you know, not a great bet. I certainly wouldn't say it's even money. I'd probably say it's 3-1 against. But we'll see out here. The president really seems like he's dug in. The Chinese are hurting more, so maybe the president can win this trade negotiation deal. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.